This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Sometimes it seems like the Jindal administration has been all about wooing business and keeping them happy. What do those hoping to succeed Jindal plan to do in the way of economic development? Scott Angel.
My administration will focus on job creation and economic development. We have made great progress in that area, but I think we need to do more.
David Vitter.
I would continue that focus on economic growth and job creation, but shift it a little bit, not focused anymore on incentives, but focused on capacity building.
Jay Darden agrees with that shift.
Those jobs have been created now as a result of the commitments that we have from people to come to Louisiana. We've got to make sure that our citizens, our young people, have the right tools and skills to be able to satisfy the needs of industry.
And the way they'll do that?
Keying job performance and job opportunities with higher education.
Angel adds,
60% of the jobs they will create over the next 10 years require more than a high school diploma, but less than a four-year degree.
And Vitter says,
we need to basically triple what we're doing very quickly.
John Bell Edwards says linking higher education to workforce initiatives sounds good, but state funding for higher ed has been cut an estimated $700 million since 2008.
Now, there's not a workforce development initiative that you can think of that benefits from that level of a reduction in funding. The truth is you fund your priorities. Look at what gets funded.
As for business incentives, Edwards says,
the state of Louisiana should never offer tax incentives that allow people to come into your local communities, build a business, and thereby save on local taxes unless you have agreed to that.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.